the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Trafficking arrived in London last week for some meetings with the head of the Metropolitan Police and the mayor and the Home Office, because they are very worried that the London 2012 Olympics could act as a kind of honeypot for human traffickers who see a business opportunity in supplying prostitutes to the hundreds of thousands of sports fans that are expected in the two-week period in which the main Olympic Games is going to take place in 2012. They're also a little bit worried about the danger that the construction project, which at its peak they think will employ about 20,000 labourers, could also be an attractor for trafficked labour.
And they've pointed to the example of the Greek Olympics, the Olympics in Athens, as an example of, it wasn't just a spike in trafficking and prostitution, I mean it just continued to remain on at a high level, didn't return to the level it was before the Olympics.
That's right, and that's the worry. The worry is that there is a kind of increase, I think they've calculated in Athens that there was an increase in prostitution in the city of around 50% during the Games in 2004, and that after that they found that there was an unwanted legacy, if you like, of the Games, which was that the prostitution stayed at levels that were, you know, 30-40% higher than they had been previously. And that's not something that the police and the authorities obviously in London want to see. And they are pointing with some optimism to the World Cup in Germany in 2006, where there was quite strong campaigns launched before the Games which discouraged people from answering adverts which might suggest they could earn a lot of money very quickly, and discouraged sports fans in particular in getting involved in any kind of transactions in prostitution. And they found that they managed to stave off the worst of the fears there.
Are the UK authorities well equipped to deal with this?
Well, one of the issues which the rapporteur from the UN raised when we spoke to her was that they feel that the UK authorities aren't yet very well placed to prosecute people who are involved in human trafficking. They haven't had a great record of actually turning intelligence into successful prosecutions. And so there's concern that what's needed is perhaps one or two big high-profile cases where traffickers are brought to book, and that sends a message out through the whole country that this is not a crime that will be tolerated. But that doesn't seem to have happened yet, and that's something that the Mayor's Office and the Home Office and the Met seem conscious of, but what action they're actually going to take is yet to be seen.